From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, May 29th at 8:56, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. July corn is down 5 1/4 at 450.5. December corn down 4 3/4 at 477.5. July soybeans near unchanged, down 0.5 at 11.94. And November soybeans up 1/4 at 11.94 1/4. July wheat down 3 cents at 6.21. And July 27, wheat down 5 1/4 at 682. So mixed to lower trade in early action. Dow Jones, last check, up 229 points at 50,898. And July WTI oil down $1.57 at 87.33. Soybeans did find some chart support yesterday, and they recently bounced back to unchanged here after trading modestly lower here after the day session open. July Chicago wheat is what's really suffered a lot here, down about 66-67 cents lower from the highs made 2 weeks ago. So hopefully wheat can kind of right that ship here as it's suffered the last few weeks. USDA did announce a flash sale of soybeans this morning to unknown. 2.2 million bushels of old crop soybeans and 4.8 million bushels of new crop. Obviously, the trade is really monitoring these flash sales as we look for evidence of business with China. Top three things affecting the markets here right now, in our view, is the Iran war, of course, and its impact on oil and energies, and also China-U.S. ag commerce after the Trump visit to Beijing a few weeks ago. And then, of course, U.S. weather, as next week we'll be on this call, we'll be into June already. And U.S. weather market in the summer is usually pretty volatile, and it brings higher highs and lower lows with bigger volatility. Oil futures are really kind of signaling that the U.S., Israel, and Iran war is kind of on the right track for peace, as the oil markets are down, you know, 17 to 18 bucks or so from the highs made 10, 11 days ago. So if you're looking for a signal, I think you could look at an oil chart, and it's in decline. As some of this, just you're looking for signals, the rhetoric is not as bombastic and as threatening as it was maybe 6 weeks ago. Conditions across the belt vary a little bit. The Western Corn Belt, there's really dry areas, Western Nebraska, parts of South Dakota, and it's very extremely dry, D3, D4 drought type stuff out west. So they're quite concerned over there. We were too wet for a time, but this part of the Corn Belt, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Wisconsin, we're gonna turn dry, and we'll be looking for a rain here in the next week or so. But we're taking the dry weather for the time being, as there's a lot of work to be done with some replant, spraying, side dressing, all those types of things. But we'll be looking for a rain here before we know it. In our area, drought conditions have really improved in the Mid-South state parts of Eastern Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi. They've really improved in that area. And we had seen some flash drought onset for parts of northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, northern Iowa. So again, it's about to be the weather market, the two season, too hot, too dry, too cold, as we really are focused on weather this time of year, Kimberly. I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. You too. We'll take a listen to your forecast from IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 82 degrees, with an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 60 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 80 degrees, with an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 57 degrees, with an east wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 78 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.